Thank you for joining the ESBC podcast, which the purpose of the podcast is to make me money. Every business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome, right? That's why we do what we do, is to get outcomes. We've got 300% on our money picking games. And one of the most important, I think, techniques and strategies in order to do what we're doing 13 weeks consecutive winning. I saw the guy at the Atlantic, the NFL guy, he was happy he got 3 weeks in a row. We've got every single week in college, every single week in the NFL, we have been profitable. I have an MBA, I have securities licenses, I have clients that work 15 million. So it's in alignment with the other work I do. But what's interesting to me is that places like Action Sports, different outlets charge a lot of money for these picks, and we are giving these picks away for free. We're giving you all of them, but you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, or woman to fish, you teach them for a lifetime. So what we do is we use business and financial concepts in order to help you. We use decision science too. People making big decisions, there's a method to doing that, right? And there's a science to decision science. I remember asking my mom, hey, what should I do? And she would say, why don't you pray on it, right? And I'm like, there has to be a scientific way in order to make a decision, right? And to that end, there is decision science and there is probability theory. You eliminate variables and covariables to ensure a result, right? We use that to pick the games. And one of the most important aspects of life is having someone or having a system to check your perception, right? Because perception is 50-50. And there's some great literature and movies, right? The 500 Days of Summer, The Affair, a great Sex in the City episode that turned into a book. Highly recommend. It's called He's Just Not That Into You, right? A woman who thinks that the guy is into her, but he's really not. Our perception, right? The Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes. A wise man has the power to reason away. So you have to, you make more money in betting off games you got wrong versus the games you got right. And I think one of the reasons we're so much better than everybody else, and another, you know, that we have such a high percentage betting on games and we make so much money, is that we learn more from the games we got wrong than the games we got right. So let me go right into the games we got wrong last week that we should have gotten correct. It starts last week with the Cincinnati Bengals, and people jumping on Periscope If you have any questions, let us know. Any football related questions. So Cincinnati, they were at Miami, and the big difference, right? It's a big difference between hope and reality. What you hope happens and what really happens, right? And the Bengals, you would think Vegas would take advantage of the situation with them being so bad, them being without their starting quarterback. And you start looking at the dog, right? But like a mentor of mine, independently wealthy man, told me, you see with your eyes, right? Seeing is believing. And Cincinnati, for sure, was not going to get the second half line. And man, they did not get it. So we've cashed 90% of the second half lines in Florida, especially in a year like this year, where you cannot condition as well as you want. Florida teams in the second half have covered almost every time, and we've cashed almost every time, right? And I want to double check this, because in sports betting, you're not only betting or competing against yourself, you're competing against other bettors, you're competing against the casino, right? And you're competing against the math, right? Half of betting is math, right? So if I don't get the password right. And just waiting for my spreadsheet to load. Another big part of sports betting is being able to track. You got to track everything. You got to track and measure. So in the Hawthorne effect, whatever you track and measure, you improve its performance by 10 to 20%. So sports betting, 52.5 is break even, right? So we want to get between 70 to 80% and do that consistently and make profit. That's what our goal is. So the fact that we have 13 consecutive weeks of profit is a big deal, right? Especially in a pandemic. In a recession, social unrest, being able to have a consistent profit like that is phenomenal, right? So the Bengals game, here it is up on the spreadsheet. Bengals Dolphins, they went ahead and they, let me make sure. It's all these games, and this year's been different since there's been so many cancellations and the schedule is kind of different. But real intelligence is situational intelligence, right? So that's why one of the reasons that analytics does not work in football, because you can't go on historical averages. You can't go really on tendencies. It's all a fallacy, right? And we go back to perception. And when you're in finance, when you're investing people's money, when you're investing your own money, hope is not a strategy, right? It's reality, not what you hope it would be. Right? Like I would hope right now my computer works faster, but it's not. So that game finished 19-7. We ended up pushing that game, right? And we got the under 51, and we got the Dolphins second half line. So that game, we actually, I think the process was right. So you have to differentiate between getting the process wrong versus the result. So you ask yourself, did you process the game correctly, or did you have an error in judgment, all right? Or did you not do enough research, so on and so forth. So that game, we were fine. One game we got wrong that we should have gotten right is the Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears. The Bears did not cover the 3 points, and they were under 45. So in this game, I misjudged Daryl Bevel. His ability to be able to rally the troops, right? He did a great job rallying the troops. He got them going. His dad was a coach. I read his bio. He's ready to go. He's gone through a rough time. He did a great job with them, got them ready to play. They beat the Bears, and it was over 45. Again, I've been living in the past, so if you live in the past, you will die in the past, right? And in the past, this game would be an under game. This is 2019 or 2020, not 2019, COVID. So that game for sure was going over. Another game that I missed that was going over living in the past was the Browns and the Titans. Two strong running teams. You would figure that game would go under the 52. We did it correctly. We thought that the Browns had more juice. They're ready to play against the Titans. And they were going to cover the spread, which they did, right? However, the game went over the 52. We should have gotten that right. Very interesting. A name that everybody should look at is the defensive coordinator for the Colts. He learned under a lot of guys, a lot of great coaches. But one of his main mentors is Coach Pinkel. And he's a coach's coach, right? He did a lot with the University of Washington, and he did a great job. So it's Matt Eberflus. He's ready to be a head coach. He's a real difference maker when you're betting on these games. And we cashed the under 51. And again, like they say in probability theory, the surgeon did the operation perfectly, but the patient died, right? So we processed this game. Well, it was going to be competitive. It was going to go under. So this was a game we got wrong. However, the process was correct, okay? The Vikings versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville went over, right? And it was a 10-point difference, right? So we got this game right as far as this game would usually go under, but this is 2020, and we accurately predicted that it was going to go over, a game that would usually 100% be an under game, right? In probability theory, there's no such thing as a lock. The highest level of probability in probability theory is 80%, right? But for sure, this is usually an under game, Jacksonville and the Vikings. But being 2020, you got to live in the present, is highest level of intelligence, situational intelligence. So 100%, this game was going over and we got it. The Vikings, 10 points and Kirk Cousins, that was too much for Jacksonville. Jacksonville with a bunch of backups, a lot of guys from the street, we're going to play zone and keep things in front. And, you know, Kirk Cousins being Kirk Cousins, going to airmail a couple things. He's going to read the defense incorrectly, and it's going to keep Jacksonville in the game. That was the right look at it. Wasn't that the Vikings were going to blow them out like we thought. I should have thought it through a little bit more, done more research. Another game that I completely blew that I should have gotten right was the Raiders at the Jets. Now, the NFL has four games. No matter how bad a team is, the NFL has four games built in, right, for wins. And if the team is bad like the Jets, that takes defeat from the jaws of victory, right, the Jets won't win the game that's built in for them to win, right? The Raiders going country, Jets coming off a bye, they have more rest, blah, blah, blah. The Jets aren't going to win the game, but they're going to cover the spread so we can catch the ticket. So that's exactly what happened. Again, this is a game that normally would be an under game, but this is 2020. So we're talking about three games that by me living in the present, if you live in the past, you will die in the past. So for myself not living in the present moment, those are three picks I got wrong that I should have gotten right. So this was Jets over 47 and thinking it through, living in the moment, right? Each week is different. I would have cashed that ticket, all right? Another game that I got wrong that should have gone right was the Falcons hosting the Saints. We got under 47, but the Saints covered. And rethinking it, actually, that's like the surgeon, right? That you did the operation perfectly, but the patient died. So you have to differentiate. You have to differentiate the games you got wrong because you didn't execute decision science. You didn't execute probability theory. We use fundamental analysis from the finance world. We use statistics, return to the mean, right? We use all those tools to pick games. And if you didn't use, and we have the top 10 rules of betting in the episode notes, and we're updating it with a glossary. So you got to differentiate the games where you don't use your business and financial and academic tools versus that 20% luck factor, right? And this game, the Giants, the Falcons were right in. Raheem Morris went toe-to-toe with John Gruden the week before, destroyed him. And he went toe-to-toe with Sean Payton this week. And it was basically a draw, all right? Rams, Arizona, under 50. If Arizona went to turn over the ball, you would think it would be under 50, but I'm going to chalk it up to, again, that's four picks living in the past, right? It's nostalgic time, the holidays or whatever, so you have to clear your mind and say, I live in the moment. This is 2020, and for sure, the Rams and Arizona are going over. But we got the side, Rams covering. New England, we picked that game perfectly. And the last game we got wrong that we should have gotten right. So that's five now. Five. And I should have learned because I've been doing this throughout the season. Dallas and the Ravens were going over. Scored about 50 points. Again, another game that usually you would go over. Kind of in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, hey, they didn't hit hard during training camp. They didn't hit hard. In the beginning of the season, now they're hitting hard. Maybe these games will go under like normal. No chance. No chance. Even though we lived in the present and got that over on the Bills, 49ers, and we had the Bills covering as a dog. So those are all the games we got right that we should have gone wrong. When you learn, right? Like Rene Descartes says, a life left unexamined, it's not worth living, right? So if you're betting at 55% and you do the Hawthorne effect like we're doing and having that presence now, and I really identified having that presence, looking at that over-under, doing your research, figuring out what's going on with the teams, the situation, and then on average, go with the over because this is 2020, not 2019. That would have been five more games at $1,000 a game. That's $4,500, right? Well, five times nine. Yeah, $4,500 towards the positive. But regardless, we did well. We finished, I got to redo it, but I think we finished around 20 and 18, which is in the 60 percentile. Wife hasn't bought gasoline. It's not bending money since 2011, almost 10 years. So this is functional, actionable steps you can make to make money. Betting on football games, listening to the podcast. And we always close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life with what you give. We're coming back tomorrow with all the unders, all the overs, and all the sides to make you money watching sports.